The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Well, it was date night in my house, only I wasn't there. Hello. Oh. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
I was the princess of the ball.
Otto was the guy that went out, but I was very happy about it. My best friend's boyfriend and Otto get along. So I don't care. I'm so glad that you guys had a good time.
I don't understand why that's such a big deal to you. I get along with everybody.
But that's my best friend's boyfriend, so it matters. And if you didn't like her boyfriend, then that would mean I couldn't spend time with her. You know, but now we can go on double dates.
That's never stopped me before. I mean, you've had other friends that I didn't think a lot of their boyfriends and never stopped me.
But we never hung out.
No, you're right.
You know, we never hung out.
I never went out of my way to hang out with them when you weren't there.
It's a given plus when, especially I feel like, for women care about this more than men do. The matchmaking of their best friend's significant other with their significant other. Mm-hmm. It really does matter to, I feel like, a lot more women when it's like the boyfriends get together. Because, I don't really care if I have a girl and she gets along with my friends or not. It don't really matter too much to me. But I feel like a lot of my homegirls, this is a big deal to them.
Do you care about her friends?
A little bit here and there. If I see some red flags, like if
you're going to say something, right?
Yeah, I was dating a girl who was friends with the habitual cheater, and she was putting my girlfriend at the time in these like weird scenarios. And I just finally told her, I was like, "Hey, that's not a good friend." So I didn't openly like her. That's the only time I could think of where I drew the red flag, and I was like, "Nah." But it is always cool, like when your significant other has dope friends, and you can have another person to add to your tribe or your village of homies.
The fact that Otto went out with him and had a great time,
nice, dude.
It was great. I was so happy about it.
I was going to say, you don't ever hang out with any of my friends' wives at all.
I love all of your friends' wives, but they drink a lot, and I'm not a drinker. They're partiers. I love all of them. You
got me on that one. They do love to drink.
I'm like, I don't have anything in common. Like, I love all of them, but my goodness.
A bunch of them are coming to visit in a few weeks.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine.
It's going to be messy is what it's going
to
be.
I'm like, I'm trying to prepare myself. Anyway, all right, so what do we have for National Day, Anthony A.?
This is Teacher Appreciation Week, and today is Teacher Appreciation Day.
Yes, go to school, tell your teacher how much you appreciate them, please, because they do it because they care about you.
Salute to all the teachers out there.
They need more money.
Yes.
All right, what's next, Aunt?
And we also have National Astronaut Day.
Oh, my gosh. Mr. Glover, that astronaut has made the most news right now from Artemis 2. He just had so many great quotables.
He's the most famous astronaut out of the crew.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I love him. And I also love this guy.
To infinity and beyond.
Buzz Lightyear, hello. The most famous of all time. All right, who's next? What's next?
Of course, it is Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Drinko.
Yes,
for real, Otto. And not to be confused with the 16 de septiembre. Today's the day that the Mexican army defeated Napoleon and the French army from coming in, who, by the way, were going to sell the treasonous Confederacy weapons. And because Mexico won, guess what? The USA beat the Confederacy.
I can drink some tequila to that.
We can drink to that, right?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cherie DeVoe is a woman who quit medical school 17 years ago to train horses. And this past weekend, her horse, Golden Tempo, went from dead last to win the Kentucky Derby.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby. And then come the two trailers, Albus and Leap, running Golden Tempo.
Last place.
Final furlong, Golden Tempo. Here's Golden Tempo. Golden Tempo make history in the Kentucky Derby.
I have chills every time I hear that. And
it was an exciting race.
When you watch her, as this is happening, I cry. I cannot help. I've watched it like 20 times trying to lose the emotion of the moment. You have to understand that in 152 years, only 17 women have ever saddled a horse at the Derby. And now only one woman has ever won. So this was just such a moment. Oh, my God, I'm getting emotional now. I'm thinking about her.
She got emotional.
Oh, it was crazy. Here she is talking to NBC while she, you know, after she accepted the roses and the trophy.
I don't even have any words right now. I'm just so happy for Golden Tempo. Jose did a masterful job at getting him there. He's so far out of it. And he has had so much faith in this horse. And I want to say thank you to to the team of St. Elias and Phipps Stable for giving me the opportunity to be here. Oh. I'm glad that I could be a representative of all women everywhere, that we can do anything we set our minds to.
Oh my gosh, I'm just a blubbering mess right now because it's just such an incredible moment for women in horse racing, period. Just, it's not a sport that many are given a chance. Like she said, she was so excited to just be a part of it. But the win, and she mentioned Jose Ortiz, he was also moved by this moment.
By my mom and my dad here today, it's very special. I just wish my grandpa was here. Oh. But I know he's looking from heaven. Just very happy that I get my goal, my life dream goal achieved. And it's just amazing experience. I can't wait to see my family and celebrate.
He's going to see his family, all right. He had to beat his brother.
His brother came in
what?
Second.
His brother Edad came in second. They're very famous jockeys. You know, you couldn't have told me when I was little that I wasn't going to be a jockey. I thought I was going to be a horse racing jockey.
Size?
I ain't. No, I'm too big. I'm a little too heavy to be a jockey.
What? They're usually about 100 and what?
95 to, I mean, I'd be a big jockey because you got to do the handicap. Like, you know, it depends on what kind of horse. I was going to ride thoroughbreds. You know, when I decided I wasn't going to be a jockey? When I got on my Aunt Sylvia's thoroughbred and he just trotted, I said, there's no way if this horse ran, I don't know, I would control it.
Excuse me. For us who didn't grow up around horses, exactly what is a thoroughbred? Those are like the big ones or what?
Those are the racehorses. She actually owned a ranch in Evergreen. And she had a horse. I think his name was Spiffy.
She had a racehorse?
Yeah, she had horses on the property. Beautiful gray horse. Beautiful gray. And I just thought, yeah. That
the only racehorses I ever saw were my dad used to take me to the Downs of Santa Fe. And we'd go make
horse racing.
Yeah, go make $2 bets. And they used to, and I would be like 10 years old. And I'd go up to the window and I'd put my bet. And they would take it every single time.
What?
Yeah.
Isn't that against the law?
It probably was, but I remember one time I made $21 and off my $2 bet, and I was so excited.
You thought you were rich.
I did.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I was addicted 20... after that.
There it is. That's the next part I was waiting for. Because, yeah, it was $21 in a gambling addiction at age 8. There you go, dude.
You know what's crazy, though? I don't gamble at all anymore. It's like I got it out of my system. It's all those $2 bets that I lost over
obviously,
and over and over.
I can't take Otto to Vegas. He's like, I don't want to stop at the blackjack table. Anyway, this was just, I don't know how to explain the way I felt. Having followed horse racing, I mean, think about it. I'm talking about my aunt. I used to read books about horse racing. I used to think that that's what I wanted to do. Watching this woman and just her saying to follow your dreams and the representation. You know, if you see it, you can be it. She is that image now. She's that image for anyone to do anything. Because she was in medical school. Think about all her.
I can't believe she quit medical school.
You know her parents were like, what?
How much did we just spend? And you said you're going to quit? But I guess if they own horses, they probably got some money.
When you presented this story to me, at first I thought she had finished medical school and then went on to have a career. So you're quitting in the middle of all this debt that she's acquiring. It takes a lot of like courageousness to do that and be like, I'm gonna acquire all this and eventually it'll pay off.
College debt, she just paid it off now after 17 years.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Spirit Airlines had to close their doors. They just couldn't keep up with the price of jet fuel right now. And it's a sad day. I think the worst part about it is that thousands of people were left stranded all over the world.
And 17,000 people lost their jobs.
Oh, it's just so sad to hear about it. This is their official statement. It's with great disappointment that Spirit Airlines has started winding down its global operations. All flights have been canceled and customer service is no longer available. While we are not able to help rebook your flight on another airline, we will automatically process refunds for any flights purchase through Spirit. And it didn't happen automatically either. So if you were at an airport and or you were in the airplane, you had to deplane or just kind of run around the airport and try to book other flights. This is actually audio of a flight attendant the very moment they got word that Spirit Airlines was shutting down.
We got a notice from our union, right, that we're going to be ceasing operations at 3 a.m. Eastern time today. Met a lot of friends along the way, had some great conversations with some of you over the 14 years, had some not so great conversations occasionally. A lot of crazy stuff has happened, but it's funny as we sit here, I'll speak for myself. I don't remember any of the bad times, just the good ones. Spirit, believe it or not, started flying in 1983.
I feel so emotional hearing that because these are people, as you said, immediately automatic that are just out of a job.
I mean, being stranded is one thing, but being out of a career is a whole other thing.
Oh my gosh. And this is only going to drive prices up for the rest of us that fly, unfortunately, because it's less competition.
Well, Speaking of the other airlines, I will give them a shout out. They did help people that were stranded and they put a price cap on all ticketing for people that were stranded because of Spirit.
Yes.
So people at Southwest, Delta, United, JetBlue, all of them, they did something great for these people.
Wow, beautiful. That is incredible.
Oh, and then Southwest, so one of the pilots got stuck. He didn't have a ride home.
Oh, no.
And this was going to be he's retiring.
It was his last flight?
Yeah, and so Southwest actually gave him a retirement flight, and they did, like, the jets, the water. Have you ever seen them do that before where they shoot the water out of the
No, but that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, so they gave him a proper retirement. So shout out to Southwest for doing
very,
that.
That's very, very good to hear. I hope that all of those people find jobs very soon.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This Las Vegas mom, her name is Loris Offill. She's turned her side hustle into a $9,000 a month job.
Oh.
It was a little side hustle gig that she picked up. Well, let's hear from her first of all right now.
It's a team effort with the whole family pitching in between our oldest son who will go do drop-offs and pickups for us and does a lot of the heavy lifting, which is nice. Then between me and my wife, we have folding as well as bagging. I do anywhere between 10 to 15 orders a day. We're able to stay home, pay all of our bills.
That's it. They just started doing it. There's an app called the Poplin app where you can do like side gigs. And she said, you know what? I can do this. I can make this work. Imagine making $9,000 a month working from home.
Imagine doing 15 loads of laundry a day.
No,
the part. You get upset about three.
That's why she has this business. There's so many people who have a lot of things on their hands. I mean, I worked Friday and Saturday back to back, which Otto does all the time. But when I get home, my job's not done. It was 11:15. Walked in the door, still had two loads of laundry. One was in the dryer, one was in the washer. Mm-hmm. Had to rewash, had to do that, had to fold, had to put everything away. Saturday morning, I was still doing that. I came back Saturday, I still had laundry. It does not end.
It doesn't end. And I don't want to take your thunder away, Dana, but you have a partner in your home. At least you have somebody to assist you. I had to wake up.
Do I?
What are you talking about? I did the laundry on Friday or Saturday.
When I came home, the laundry was still in there.
I forgot to put it in the dryer.
What I do remember is when I said, can you bring it in here? He sure did throw it on the bed for me to fold, but I digress. Go ahead, Anthony.
Because I don't fold right.
Those are some things that are undigressible, and that was you can't undigressable from that.
I think the moral of the story is here. Look, if you figure out a way to make money, right, without having to go work for the man, take a chance on yourself. She did, and her whole family stepping in to help.
And now they're making more than a lot of college graduates.
She's making six figures doing laundry. I don't know if she's clearing six figures, but she's doing pretty well. So, I mean, and then she's also employing the rest of the family. Obviously, you know, she's got the kids picking up and dropping off. And I mean, it's a family business at this point.
On that note, on paper, that sounds easy and dreamy and peachy, mm-hmm. but automatic. You have more insight to working a family business than the rest of us.
Yeah, there's a lot more arguing, a lot more screaming. And
he doesn't work for the family business anymore.
I don't think you know how many times my dad fired me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Drake commissioned a 9-foot sculpture of his favorite singer. I'll tell you who she is after famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Adele celebrating her birthday, Chris Brown, and every man's original crush, Topanga from Boy Meets World, her real name, Danielle Fiscal, celebrating her birthday.
I've known Drake is a huge fan of Sade for a very long time because he has her on his arm. I think he's got her tattooed
on him. Yeah.
Right. He just commissioned a 9-foot sculpture in her image, and it is stunning. The artist's name is Rebecca Maria. And she said it took her half a year, 6 months to make this piece of art. And she said she was very nervous making it, too, that she was constantly referencing Sade on the album cover because she wanted to get it right. Because she's like, she's so beautiful. She's so stunning. And she knows what a fan Drake is as well.
It's definitely a beautiful piece of art.
Oh, my gosh.
But I wonder if Drake commissioned this with this woman because he wanted to get to know the woman as well, because the artist is not bad to look at.
He doesn't have to hire her to get to know her.
Well, it's a way to stay closer to her, and she sure is posing with this in a very seductive way.
She's just sexy. She could be in that.
She didn't have to do an shot to take a picture with her shot, A. Come on. She didn't have to She didn't have to stick it out for the picture.
No, that's just you thinking she's sticking it out because I have mine indented.
Who?
So you're not used to having anybody
with a booty.
Who takes
a picture with a piece of art turned around so you can see their backside?
Somebody with a booty. If I had a booty, you couldn't get me to face front. I would just be backwards all the time. Mm. You see? Anyway, I think she's an incredible artist. And Sade, you know how much I love her.
Yeah, we've been listening to her every day this week.
Oh my gosh, yes. If I could commission Rebecca to make a sculpture for me, I would do it in the image of my grandmother.
Oh.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say you were going to get Drake or somebody up there.
No, I would not. I would get my grandmother, Natalia. That's her real name. And it would say that. And I would put her, I don't know, somewhere on a wall or
something. What are you commissioning it?
Probably just an image of myself.
Oh, okay. I love it. Self-love.
What are you going to do in that image? What will you be doing?
Something I'm very good at, probably sitting on a toilet and texting.
Oh, I thought you were going to say shot.
Oh.
Well, that kind of is one.
Little bit.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I can't believe Selena Gomez and Becky G were hanging out. It's where they were hanging out. That's got me a little twisted. I'm going to talk about it and tell you everything after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Chris Brown celebrating his birthday. Adele also celebrating her birthday. Vanessa Bryant and every millennial man's first crush, Topanga, celebrating her birthday.
Well, shout out government. Topanga.
Danielle Fishel celebrating her birthday. Happy birthday.
Okay.
We don't even need to know her real name. She's Topanga forever.
I swear. I don't know her real name. I knew Topanga right away. Boy Meets World?
Yep.
Okay,
yes.
I knew it. Yeah. Yeah, there was a reboot. There was a second part. They were grown up. It didn't do as well. But anyway, okay. Selena Gomez and Becky G were hanging out at the pulga, at the flea market.
Like a real pulga?
A real flea market in L.A. And they walk in, and folks are shocked.
Of course they are. They're in, like, two of the biggest stars in the world.
And oh my, I'm watching this, and you can see that people are like, is that real? Is it really happening? So cameras start coming out, but it's slow because there is literal shock going on. I realized pretty quickly, they're not just there to eat. They're not just there to pick up some food.
They're shooting video.
Oh, they're shooting a video, Otto. So I know there is a Selena Gomez and Becky Gomez collab coming. And I had no idea. They have the same last name. I never knew what G stood for. In Becky G, here she is talking about that.
It's funny because I look back at a certain moment in my career where I could have very easily said, because the industry said, well, we already have Selena Gomez, so.
They said that
we don't need another Gomez. My last name is Gomez. No, seriously, we already have Selena Gomez. Imagine if I never, you know, found the courage to say, no, but I have a different story to tell. You know, I'm from Inglewood, I'm from LA, I'm Chicana, I'm Mexican American too. And it goes back to the whole conversation of, we are not all the same.
Speak on it, girl. How many times has Becky G been counted out? She had her huge hit Shower. She was a Power Ranger. Oh, she's only going to do this. She's only going to do that. She's been able to reinvent herself over and over and over again.
She really is a fighter. She's been counted out at every single stage of her career and keeps bouncing back every
time. She's so talented. But when she sat down with us years ago and told us a story about her and her family living in the garage of another family member. I can't remember if it was her grandparents or parents or a tia.
It was in Inglewood, though. I remember that.
But I do know she was 6 years old. When
it was her grandma's house.
She went to work to take care of her family at age 6. So there's nothing that's going to stop that woman from doing what she needs to do to get it, you know, to prove herself. So I'm so proud of her. Because Selena Gomez is the most followed woman on Instagram, celebrity.
And I mean, in all reality, Selena Gomez is doing a poll up to Becky G. She's like putting her on the same platform as her.
I don't know, though, because Becky is huge in the world, the Hispanic world, the Spanish-speaking world.
Yeah, but she's not as big as Selena Gomez.
Well, nobody's as big as Selena Gomez, like I just said.
Well, Becky G has been helping other Latinos and Latinas out for a long time. And if there's anybody who deserves that pull up from Selena Gomez's platform, it's definitely Becky G.
Think about it. Becky G put Peso Pluma up on her Coachella stage way before he popped off. True. So yeah, I love this, and I can't wait for the project.
Maybe Selena will let her husband produce a hit record for
Becky
G. He
was at the flea market too.
Maybe he produced the record already.
Oh my gosh. Maybe Selena Gomez will come into the Dana Cortez Show studio and pull me up. How about that?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.